There's one more with European provenance, and this is called Human Wishes, which somebody told me Samuel Beckett was going to call his collected works. And the first sentence is only remarkable because if you've ever lived in England, you know it describes a very rare event. This morning the sun rose over the garden wall, and a rare blue sky leapt from east to west. Man is altogether desire, say the wise Upanishads. Worth anything a blue sky, says Mr. Acker, the Shelford gardener. Not altogether, in the end. Last night on television, the ethnologist and the cameraman watched with hushed wonder while the chimpanzee carefully stripped a willow branch and, with exact hand-eye coordination, inserted it into the anthill. He desired red ants. When they crawled slowly up the branch, he ate them, pinched between his long fingers as the zoom lens enlarged his face. Sometimes he stopped to examine one, thoughtfully, as if he were the judge at an ant beauty contest. There was an empty place in the universe where that branch wasn't, and the chimp filled it as my wife, finding no back on an old Welsh cupboard she had bought in Saffron Walden, imagined one there and imagined both the cupboard and the imagined back against the kitchen wall in Berkeley, and went into town looking for a few boards of 18th century tongue and groove pine to fill that empty space. I stayed home to write, or rather stayed home and stared at a sheet of blank paper, waiting for her to come back, thinking, tongue in groove, as if language were a kind of moral cloud chamber through which the world passed and from which it emerged charged with desire. The man in the shop in Cambridge said he didn't have any old pine, but when Erlene went back after thinking about it to say she was sure she had seen some, the man found it right under his feet, which was puzzling. Mr. Acker, hearing this story, explained. You know, he said, a lot of fiddling goes on in those places. The first time you went in, the governor was there. The second time he wasn't, so the chap sold you some scrap, and he's £4 in pocket. No doubt he's having a good time now with his mates at the pub. Or he might have put it on the horses at Newmarket. He might parlay it into a fortune. I can't do that accent right. It's a very dry accent, the Cambridgeshire one.